Well, conflict has continued in the Middle East overnight in defiance of the ceasefire, with US President Donald Trump warning that more strikes are to come. The US launched military action on military and surveillance targets in Iran in response to the downing of a US military helicopter in the Gulf. Meanwhile, Iran has been attacking US bases across the region. Australia's Foreign Affairs Minister, Senator Penny Wong, is meeting counterparts in Europe this week. She joined me from London a short time ago. Minister, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good to be with you.
Does the Middle East ceasefire have any weight at this point?
We've said for some time it's obviously a fragile ceasefire, but we've also said that what Australia wants is a negotiated end to the war. That's what we're calling for, and that's what we will continue to press for. That's in our interests, Australia's interests. It's also in the interests of people around the world who are, like Australia, suffering the impacts of the effects on global energy markets.
Australia has joined 21 other countries in issuing a statement condemning the alleged activities of Iran in their states. Beyond that condemnation, what further measures is Australia considering?
Well, you would know we already have very stringent sanctions on Iran, and you will know we took stronger diplomatic action against the Iranian regime as a consequence of the revelations and the advice to us that they were involved in organising some of the anti-Semitic attacks on Australian soil. We expelled the ambassador and we listed the IRGC, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, as a terrorist organisation.
Can Australia play any role in de-escalating the conflict currently?
We're not a central player in the Middle East, as we have said. What we can do is add our voice to others who are calling for a negotiated end to the conflict. It's obviously one of the things we discussed today with the United Kingdom and has been the subject of discussions in our meetings this week, which have included Germany and France. Mm.
Earlier today, as you're saying, alongside the Defence Minister, Richard Marles, you held talks with your UK counterparts. Mm. What was top of the agenda and what's come out of those discussions?
Mm-hmm. The first point is that these engagements are all about our work to strengthen Australia's relationships with other partners. That imperative is so important in a world that is much more contested, in a world where we see much more conflict. For us to make sure that Australia has trusted and trusting relationships, stronger relationships with other countries is a priority of the government. And that's really been the driver behind our visits to Germany, to France, and of course here in the United Kingdom. We have a very close relationship with the United Kingdom. We obviously are working on AUKUS together. That was central to the discussions, but so too was what is occurring in the Middle East and what is occurring in our region. It was a very good day of work, which was obviously the culmination of a lot of work between officials over many months.
Are you confident that the UK can deliver on its commitments to AUKUS?
They're very clear about the importance of that, and just as we are very clear about the importance of AUKUS to Australia. We had a long time in this country where governments chopped and changed on submarines. That meant we had a capability gap. We need a submarine capability. We need it more than ever in a world that is even more contested. This is the plan that delivers that new capability and interim capability so that we do have the capacity to assert our interests at this time.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. My guest is Foreign Affairs Minister, Senator Penny Wong. On the federal political front, we've seen One Nation raise more than $1.5 million in a single day. What's your message to Australians who have already or are considering throwing their support and their funds behind One Nation?
First, I'd make the point that I'm less interested in what Pauline Hanson fundraisers. I'm more concerned about One Nation's policies, just as I am concerned about the fact that the Liberal Party and One Nation seem to be working together, and that it appears to be very clearly that a vote for One Nation is actually a vote for the Liberal Party, and a vote for the Liberal Party is actually a vote for One Nation.
Are you concerned that One Nation is explicitly targeting Labor seats?
I know that One Nation will continue to press for its political interests. What we will press for is what we believe is good for the country. And that's why, you know, the government has handed down a budget which is about seeking to deal with some of the deep concerns so many people have about the housing market in Australia. It's why the government has made it a priority to lift wages, to deliver income tax cuts, and of course to deliver Medicare.
An image of your face has been used on the One Nation website for its fundraising campaign, which it's titled Fire the Liar. What do you think of the way that the political fundraising is currently being conducted for One Nation?
I don't think getting engaged in sort of these personal personal attacks is particularly helpful. Like I said, I'm not interested in the personal discussion. I'm interested in what One Nation's policies are. What I do know and what we all can see is that they are very good at provoking anger, but they have very little to say about what solutions.
Is One Nation a legitimate political party in your view?
They're a political party. And we will deal with them as a political party, and we will deal with them by continuing to deliver real change to Australians and by demonstrating that they really have no answers. I mean, I've sat in the Senate and watched Pauline Hanson vote with the Liberal Party over and over again. I've seen and heard her talk about her opposition to so many things that the government has done, whether it's on wages, on same job, same pay, on penalty rates, or on Medicare. I don't think the policies that she puts forward really are good for the country, and it's very clear to me that she's working with Angus Taylor and the Liberal Party in support of that side of politics.
Just briefly, your visit to the UK has coincided with awful scenes in Belfast, unrest after a Sudanese man was arrested and charged over a stabbing. Do you think an incident like that could ever happen in Australia, the reaction to this alleged stabbing?
Look, I first would say our thoughts are with the victim and their family. Second, I would say there's no place in any society for political violence. Like there's no place in Australian democracy or in any democracy. And my comments really reflect what the British Minister said today at our press conference.
Senator Penny Wong, thank you for joining me.
Good to be with you.